I've thought about that. I guess it was mainly because I liked math and I liked science, and I had a science teacher who encouraged me in that direction. His name was Robert Cook, and my math teacher was Sue Boyden. They encouraged me, and I was always a good student as a student. So when I graduated from high school in 1956, my parents didn't have much money, so any kind of scholarship that I could get was attractive, and I took a test for a scholarship at Doan College. Doan College is in Crete, Nebraska. It's a small liberal arts college that was, I guess, and still is affiliated with the Congregational Church. It was a pretty old school at that time already, and but only about 350 students, liberal arts college. But they offered me a scholarship of $1,000 for 4 years of education, which allowed me to be able to go to college. And although they didn't have an engineering program, I kind of had that in my mind. They had a what they called a 3-2 program with Columbia University. And I sort of semi-thought I would participate in that. When I arrived as a freshman there, it was also coincident with the arrival of a retired professor from the Naval Academy whose name was Levi T. Wilson. And he was already probably 75 years old at that time. He had retired from the Naval Academy because he had to, and then he went to Emory University in Atlanta, and he taught there, and then he finally ended up in this little backwater of Nebraska because he just couldn't quit teaching. And so he was the math and science department, math and physics department of Doan College, and he was a wonderful man and influenced me to, I think, in some sense, to be a teacher. But he taught all the math courses and all the physics courses. I took all of them. And then they had this notion of a pre-engineering program, so they provided what was one of the key courses at that time in the late 50s still was mechanical drawing for engineers. And so they felt like they had to provide that so that the students could go to Columbia or the University of Nebraska, as in my case, and not, you know, be lacking that mm-hmm. skill. And so they hired a civil engineer from Lincoln to come down and teach a course at night in mechanical drawing. And I took that course from him, and he was looking, he always populated his staff. He was just a lone guy who did construction projects for small towns in Nebraska, and he hired students to do the work. And so he hired me for the summer in 1958, I guess it was. And I worked there, and as
in Lincoln,
mm-hmm. he had his office in his basement in Lincoln. And at that time, I met another well-known electrical engineer, actually, whose name is Don Cox, who's now a professor at Stanford University. He worked at Bell Labs for many years, and who's an expert in mobile communications. And so Don was a year ahead of me, and he was at the University of Nebraska, and I had a high school friend who was going to the University of Nebraska, and she wanted a ride back home. I had a car, so Lincoln is 60 miles from Tecumseh. I gave her a ride, and turns out she had a friend, a sorority sister, whose name was Dorothy Hall, who she had the notion that maybe Dorothy and I were a match, and so she likes to take credit for matching us up. Dorothy's now my wife.
And you said Shia?
The girls, the Tecumseh girl's name was Carolyn Lang. My wife's name is Dorothy Hall. And so we drove, you know, in any case, that's how the connection got made. And instead of going to the Columbia University, it looked more appealing to me to go to the University of Nebraska after that. And so I continued to work for this civil engineer through all of my college years at Nebraska.